Death to America is what I chanted when U.S. troops showered bombs on Iraq. Death to America is what I chanted when U.S. troops marched through the homes of Afghani families. Death to America is what I chanted when U.S. troops dropped airstrikes in Syria. Death to America is what I chanted when the U.S. military complex sold billions of dollars to the Saudis to bomb starving Yemenis. Death to America is what I chanted when the U.S. gave billions to Israel to exterminate Palestinians. Death to America is what I chanted when Qasem Soleimani, the exterminator of ISIS, was murdered. Death to America is what I chanted. Death to America is what I chanted when Muslims were banned from the U.S. Death to America is what I chanted when African-American Muslim Marzia Hashmi was arrested and tortured by the FBI. Death to America is what I chanted whenever a black brother of mine was killed in police custody. Death to America is what I chant today with the millions on the streets of the U.S. Death to America is what I chant today as U.S. troops attack peaceful American protesters with rubber bullets. You see now, this statement was never about hatred towards people of America. It was a statement of warning to the people of America that this capitalistic, militarized, racist, barbaric, satanic system called America was dangerous.
The end result. Terrorism's devastation of life will continue to spread. Peaceful societies will become engulfed by violence.
It was the problem. Upon this system, we called upon death. We, the people of the world, had bared the brunt of it already. The solution to our problems and the solution to your problems lies in the removal of this entire institution called America. The day it breathes its last will be the day the world will breathe again. Until then, how many more times will we hear these words? I can't breathe.
I cannot breathe. You're just a grown guy. You're a tough guy.